Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing really well today. I'm doing pretty okay, actually. But yeah, this audio, as you can see from the title, is a little bit different, not an ASMR. I've done one of these before where I've had a little mental health chat situation. Most of you know that talking about mental health is really, really important to me. It's one of the reasons why I have a channel just in general, is I want to help others that are going through stuff, that are currently suffering and are in need of a little extra support and a feeling that they're not alone. And this is going to be a little bit of a personal audio for sure. And it's just going to be me sharing something that I do, a few exercises that helps me cope with anxiety and partially depression as well. I do want to make it very, 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 very clear as I possibly can be. This is not a replacement for getting professional help. I am not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. Just a person going through it. And my goal with sharing this is a few, really. It's about being open and honest, because I think it really helps others when you're able to be vulnerable and talk about things that you're going through. And maybe it can give you a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of insight into what it could be to kind of go and seek professional help, because these are actually exercises that I've gotten from my therapist. So, I understand this may not be for everyone. If this is not your vibe, if you feel like you're not in a good headspace, really, to listen to this, then I would advise that you skip it. And there are going to be other audios that are going to be strictly role plays for those of you that prefer that. But shall we get into things? So, one of the exercises that I've been giving that I find to be super, super helpful is a little bit of a work spreadsheet, if you will, where you describe a particular situation that caused you to feel anxious. So you identify the situation, what is the scene really, where were you, whatever people were around you, what was happening, how did this situation make you feel? What were your thoughts going through it? And how did you respond? How did you react to the situation? And what did you gain from reacting to it in this way? So I'm going to give you some examples just to make it, you know, a little bit clearer, because that was really confusing, right? I think I'm confused, and I'm doing it. So, I have my trusted worksheet, and I go back to this a lot, actually, just because I think it's so helpful. But here is an example of a situation. If you are someone that struggles with social anxiety, you are going to probably relate to this a little bit. The situation was that you were at a party with some friends and some acquaintances as well. Thoughts going through your mind is, why am I weird? Why am I speaking like this? Why did I say that? It sounds so silly. Oh my goodness, why am I so embarrassing? Pretty negative thoughts, right? And the feelings associated with that is an increasing sense of anxiety, of stress. Maybe you're blushing or turning red. Your heartbeat might be increasing. And you may even start to sweat. Pretty normal. Behaviors and hashtag relatable to this, you make up an excuse and you go home. This is such a coping technique, and I think it's something that everyone that suffers with anxiety does. At least I do, in situations where I feel anxious, sort of either avoiding those situations completely or kind of almost running away from the situation is definitely coping mechanisms. And we all do it, right? Like, we do. And I think most of us know that it's not the best situation, or how should I put it, the best way to cope with the situation, because, and this comes to the next part of the exercise, what do you gain from that behavior? And I find this to be so interesting because my response to this is always, I gain a temporary sense of relief, a temporary feeling of decrease in anxiety and all of these all of these negative symptoms go away, right? You stop sweating, your pulse starts to calm down to normal, and the anxiety kind of goes away, and you can breathe and you can relax. But then, at least for me, speaking for myself, it kind of turns into the opposite situation, where the later on anxiety, once you start processing everything that happens, is almost worse, because you start thinking, maybe, how did they feel about me leaving? Like, did that make me come across as weird? Or I know that they noticed me blushing or sweating or becoming uncomfortable, and what am I going to say the next time I'm meeting them? And you become almost more anxious and more nervous about being in similar situations again. And this is why it's kind of like a never-ending circle in some cases when it comes to anxiety, I think. Because the issue isn't really quote-unquote resolved. It's almost worse than it was to begin with. So what they recommend is you take the situation and you reanalyze it, because it's gonna happen. You know, the same scenario is gonna keep playing out, but take a hard look at it and see, did they really think that about you? Like, what gave you an insight as to them thinking you're weird? Is it possible that they were not thinking that at all? And usually I find that that is the case. You know, people are so focused on what they are going through personally, which is a very human thing to do, that they tend to not really think that much about what you're going through. They tend to not notice it even close to how you do. And I know personally, I've met so many people that I later on found out was struggling with anxiety or depression or another type of mental health issue that I had no clue. Not a single clue whatsoever. And I'm someone that struggles with both anxiety and depression myself. I had no idea. Gobsmacked that that was the case. So is it possible that they were not, like, barely even noticing or not even noticing at all that you weren't doing well? Very, very possible, right? And what would have happened if you would have stayed in the situation? Maybe excuse yourself to go to the bathroom for a little moment, take a few deep breaths, and come back when you were feeling better. Maybe. You know, what would have happened? But I think a really, really important part of this exercise is to look at situations like this and analyze them, look back at them and see, what was I really thinking and feeling, and is there some reason why I had all of these negative thoughts going through my mind? Are they really justifiable? It ain't easy. But yeah, what I do when I have a situation that causes me a lot of anxiety, first of all, I react like that. And it's not pretty. But I try to look back at the situation and do all of these steps. You know, describe the situation, write it down. What was I thinking? What was I feeling? How did I react? And then look back like, is this really the case of the situation? I hope you know what I mean by this really vague description. Not sure if this audio actually is helpful or if it's 99.9% confusing. But yeah, this is just an exercise that helps me a lot to write down, to look back, to kind of reanalyze and think, is it possible that I was wrong? Is it possible that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was? And is it possible that my reaction wasn't really quote-unquote justified? And this sounds really, really harsh. I remember the first time someone introduced me to this whole exercise, I was almost offended. Like, what do you mean? Like, my feelings are valid. Like, this is how I felt. What do you mean with all of this? But, and it is. You know, the feelings are valid. It's not strange to react like that. It's not strange to feel like that, but it is helpful to think of a different scenario, you know, to reanalyze. And at least to me, it can be very helpful to kind of gain a different perspective. And I think writing is also something that helps me a lot to kind of process everything. Yeah. I've blabbered for about 15 minutes. Like I said, I have no idea if this is helpful or not, but maybe it's just me oversharing, but maybe it can help just one of you. And if it does, then, you know, mission accomplished. At least maybe I can let you know that you're not alone. Can you hear the bunnies in the background? It's playtime for them. But yeah, that's really all my intention is. Yeah. I hope you're doing well. Have a really, really amazing weekend. And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.